Hello, this is the Shaman Energy card reading for the week starting November the 30th, 2020. Let's just take a moment for legal purposes to remind ourselves that all videos and podcasts are strictly for entertainment purposes. Viewers and listeners have free will and are entirely responsible for any interpretation they place on the readings. I take no responsibility for individual viewer interpretation or actions. Thank you. So let's get to it. The Luminous Warrior has no gender and no enemies in this world or the next. Impeccable in word and deed, he or she focuses on their light rather than what hides in the dark. The Luminous Warrior casts no shadow, only radiant energy like the sun, and can transform the most terrible enemy into their ally. Power comes not from the sword, but from speaking truth at all costs. Now is the time to focus on your positive traits and make sure they are clear to all around you. The positive in you is your light, your presence, your power. The intention in that power is what helps you manifest what you want in life. Focus on what makes you strong, vibrant, and full of natural wisdom and beauty. None of us is perfect. Do not worry or allow negative thoughts to misdirect you or worry you. Always focus on positivity and what you do well. When you focus on positive actions and what you do well, you strengthen those traits in you and the universe starts to take notice. There will be little need for action as you resolve all situations from within yourself. Mistakes you have made in the past should not repeat it, whether it's friendships, romantic relationships, or work. Do not let yourself repeat what does not serve you or dulls your presence. If the thought of doing so brings anger, then release it. Do not hurt yourself or the people who are dear to you. The next card is the Upper World. To the Shaman, the Upper World is a place of light, strength, and power. It is filled with angels, spirits, and souls of those who have ascended. It is a place of divine help, a place to visit when soul journeying to find answers to help someone in need. Your destiny holds a map to who you will become and what you will be. The upper world is a place of potential, possibility, and opportunity. The upper world is the place of the ancient ones and their ancient wisdom. It is the upper world where spirits of the dead, your parents, your own siblings and pets, and all animals you have loved and cared for go when they ascend to a higher place. We are in a time of pandemic and illness, immense distraction and tests of our ability to stay in our personal light and connected with our possibilities and opportunities all around us. Now more than ever is the time to be alone and to quietly concentrate on your great potential and undreamt of possibilities. It is time to look at your life positively and also think of the future in the same way. If you need help, that's okay. Call on your spirits and guides, even if you do not know who they are. Simply ask, "All my spirits and guides, please help me with this." And speak about what you need help with. Soul retrieval. Soul retrieval is very much a shaman's role and purpose. It is one thing a shaman will do for someone who asks for help when they feel lost or confused. Loss and confusion are often indications a part of the person's soul is missing or has been stolen. An injury, accident, or other traumatic event may have fragmented the person's soul. The shaman will use their skill and knowledge in soul retrieval to collect all the fragments and reintegrate them, making the person whole once again. In doing so, the shaman banishes the pain that caused the fragmentation. All of us have events in our lives that take something from us. They fragment us. Things that make us doubt and feel incomplete. This is a message for immediate action. It is time to reflect on those events and what we were like before and after. Do not dwell over old wounds, fears, doubts, anxieties, and problems. Releasing these brings back your essential essence. Taming the World. This is the last card for this week. A feather comes from a bird. It is a symbol of flight and freedom. It is also used in soul space clearing. a smudging ceremony to push away and banish all essence and spirits that is of lower and darker energy. When you use the feather this way, you are calling the Great Spirit, or simply Spirit, into your material world. This is a good thing, a very, very good thing. Find some quiet time. If you have a feather, hold it. If not, think of one you have seen. It is time to start a journal. A journal need not be a book, though that is the traditional format. It can be a Word document, with each section having a date and containing your observations, hopes, dreams, and thoughts typed there. The journal will include all your thoughts and positive actions and intentions. Release fears, doubts, anxieties, and worries to bring back your essential essence in a positive clearing of your spirit and your personal space that influences you. Become a good listener. Listen to what is said, not what you think or you want to be said. Listening this way helps prevent confusion and misunderstandings.